Near the end of the year 2000, a discovery was made that proved to many that Atlantis was real. In fact, since then, to the people that believe in Atlantis, this is one of the most popular places for them to point out and say this was Atlantis. Now, I'm talking about the ruins off of the western peninsula off of Cuba, and this is a pretty amazing site. I mean, if geology is accurate, this site was submerged about 50,000 years ago, and there is no known culture that could create the kind of structures that are said to be at that site. So we have a real mystery here, one that is, in my opinion, somewhat understudied. So let's go ahead and talk about that for a minute, because no matter where you lie on this spectrum, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you're into ancient mysteries if you're watching this video. So, hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. The Canadian company Advanced Digital Communications, or ADC, reported the discovery in late 2001. Sonar images had revealed what appeared to be a city, laid out in symmetrical streets with large buildings and courtyards over an area of about 20 kilometers square at a depth of between 600 and 750 meters. So the team returned in June of 2001 with better equipment and more experts, and they captured several images of what appear to be pyramids and cut granite stones in addition to the seemingly contrived layout of the area. Now, being that the site is between 600 and 750 meters underwater, according to mainstream geology, it's been submerged for about 50,000 years, which is a lot further back in time than any known culture was making megalithic structures. Now, the marine engineer who discovered the site, Paulina Zielinski, I believe her name was, Zielinski, something like that, she's on the record as basically saying, you know, we can't say for sure that this site is a megalithic structure or if it's just like some weird anomaly, we need more data. And well, I like her because that's the right attitude to have, let's be honest. But a lot of academics don't seem to share that attitude. A lot of academics just want to poo-poo this right out the gate. In 2002, when discussing the depth the ruins were found at, Cuban geologist Manuel Iturralde said 50,000 years ago there wasn't an architectural capacity in any of the cultures we know of to build complex buildings. Other experts said similar things, with the National Geographic senior editor John Etche, professor of oceanography Robert Ballard, and a specialist in underwater archaeology Michael Fott, all going on the record in 2002 saying basically the same thing. This couldn't possibly be a man-made site because of how long ago the area was submerged. Game, set, match. We know humans didn't move big rocks 50,000 years ago, period. What are we even talking about? And this attitude has created a lot of problems. We'll talk about that down the road. But I think it's really important for us to focus on Paulina Zielinski, the person that actually discovered the site, and how good she was at what she did and what she thought about. When she saw the sonar images from the first expedition, she determined that they needed to go back and get more data. When she went back, the images that she got, when she looked at them on the computer, she got a little nervous because she felt that they'd stumbled onto perhaps a secret Cuban military base. And they were working for the Cuban government at the time under Castro. So she wasn't too keen on reporting, hey, we know about this thing that you're trying to make sure nobody knows about. So she didn't say anything for the longest time. But according to her, then one day in our office, I looked up and I saw a picture of ancient Mexican ruins on a calendar, and I made a mental connection. And that tracks, doesn't it? I mean, looking at these images, you can see the similarity in design and layout. Now, when we discuss this site, I think this is something that gets overlooked far too often. She was afraid to report this site until she made a connection by looking at a calendar, just saying, this looks like Mexican ruins. Okay, maybe that's not a Cuban secret military base. Maybe this is just a sunken city from antiquity. That got her to go and say something that she was nervous about before. She's on the record saying she didn't say anything. Okay, but then she said something. So I think that's something that's important to keep on the note to begin with. Whatever it was that she saw, the connection that she saw was compelling enough to her that she was willing to say, she was willing to no longer feel like it was going to put her in danger with the Cuban government to say this. And this recognition shit, man, she was good at it. It wasn't like this is a one-off. The USS Maine was a United States Navy vessel that was sank in the Havana Harbor at the end of the 19th century. It's a cool story around the boat. It's certainly worth reading if you're into early American history, but the point here is the ADC discovered the shipwreck using sonar imagery. and the boat was not where it was expected to be found when they looked at the images, even though it was supposed to have sunk to their west. Zelitsky immediately identified the image as the Maine. Of course, I read about the USS Maine, and I recognized it immediately by the absence of a bow, which was cut away mechanically and not naturally broken away. Now, she wasn't looking for the Maine. She was looking to the east of where it was supposed to be, but she recognized it. You know, presumably, she'd done some research to know what kind of things may be in the area, and she immediately recognized the USS Maine from the sonar images. And this is the kind of thing that, in my opinion, lends a lot of credence to the way that she identified these quote-unquote sunken city. When she makes the connection by seeing something else, those Mexican pyramids, it sounds to me like this woman's pretty damn good with the sonar and the interpretation of it. It sounds to me like she's got a proven track record when it comes to finding things, and that this sunken city, quote-unquote sunken city, should probably be investigated a little bit more. Now, it is important to note these images here, the ones that look like a smoking gun. Yeah, sadly, these are made for pop science reporting. They're computer recreations of what the site may look like if one assumes they are certainly ruins. So the recognition is not as simple as you might think if you're familiar with those images. What is a big deal, though, is Zelinsky is good at this sort of thing. She's got a proven track record, and she was often hired during the early 2000s to perform exactly this sort of work. And she's not 100% convinced, but she is of the opinion that the site is an ancient ruin. But she is quick to say that it would be totally irresponsible for us to say that before we have evidence. And I agree with her, but what we have a problem is there really hasn't been any work done at the site since then. I mean, there's been a couple of like half-hearted failed attempts to go check it out, but Zelinsky seems to be the only person that was really pushing to do this. And she was temporarily arrested without a warrant in Mexico City in 2009. Now, the reasons are unrelated according to everyone, but she has done no major work in Latin America since then from what I can see. Now, her arrest was weird. It does demonstrate the way that you can, like, use money to just kind of circumnavigate the legal system and kind of just use it as a stick to beat people with if you've got, like, a lot of money and influence. Some people are of the opinion that this has to do with the Cuban sunken city. Personally, I don't. But there's a link to the whole mess in the description. It's worth reading. It's kind of crazy. But at any rate, you can decide for yourself whether or not this has to do with the Cuban sunken city. And this brings me back to the funding issue that I've talked about sometimes in the past. You know, we've got a lot of interest in alternate history and lost civilizations and ancient high technology, Atlantis, ancient aliens, sites like this, okay? We have a lot of interest in it. A lot of money and eyeballs and ad revenue and all kinds of shit that's generated strictly based on people looking at these kinds of things. And now that, to me, is kind of, it's kind of juxtaposed against them closing archaeological and anthropological departments around the world and saying, we don't really have a market for this. It's like, dude, there's a problem here. There's a disconnect. And this is a perfect example, this polarization, where the people that are certain that this is a site, they get scoffed and mocked and laughed at by the people that are more skeptical. But those people that are skeptical that this is a real, you know, human-made site, those people, there's a lot of evidence that says it well could be. And the only thing you're basing it on is the fact that it's an outlier from our mainstream timeline. But if we were to find it, and it was real, then it would prove that our mainstream timeline was wrong, right? So it's worth investigating. It's totally worth investigating. The number of scientific discoveries that we have made that did not overturn the last scientific discovery is absolutely fucking zero, okay? So you have to be willing to challenge the old paradigm to find the new one. That's clear and duh. But we have this combat. We have this psychological issue, and that's where I hammer away at a lot of this. And to me, this whole thing seems like so heavily tainted by human psychology that it's almost hard for us to see the forest for it. So many people are going to fight about these things. So many people are going to argue about these things. So many people are going to invest their own two bits into these things, and that's fine. We should get all these different opinions, but when the opinions become ego-laden. You turn a corner, okay? It's one thing if me and you are arguing based on logic, okay? But it's another thing if me and you start arguing based on what feels good or what feels right. You can compare this to a game of cards or a game of magic cards, right? Or if you're playing Commander with your buddies, sorry for those of you who don't get this reference, you're playing Commander with your buddies and he yells at you because you're running mass land destruction. Playing with your friends, you're probably going to piss him off. But if you're playing in a tournament, man, fuck that guy. Live with it, buddy. And that's kind of... emotions don't matter a whole lot when it comes down to brass tacks, okay? I don't care what you feel. I care what's real and what's logical. And that's... we have ran into a serious problem here. And I'd like to say that, you know, the political polarization is a modern thing. You know, it is kind of a modern thing in a lot of ways, this whole social media side of it. But, you know, this problem goes back with this site specifically, potentially a very long time. Now, for those of you who've watched the channel for a bit, you know that I'm a little bit on the skeptical side of things. And when they say, if somebody says they have an anonymous government informant, an anonymous military informant, I tend to be a little skeptical. But there is an anonymous military informant that claims that during the Cuban Missile Crisis that the American government discovered this site and tried to protect it and make sure that others didn't discover it, like the Soviets and the Cubans. And I don't find that a stretch. It's not like saying that, you know, this anonymous government site says, source says that he interrogated an alien. That's a little bit harder for me to believe than this. This makes sense. We know the Cuban Missile Crisis was real. I'm sure we had a bunch of submarines rolling around down in those parts. There are ruins down there, potentially. There's definitely a site that looks like it, so they probably found the shit, right? That tracks. And then they hid it from the other guys, because fuck them, right? Fuck those other guys, right? The other guys that were the other technological giants at the time that we could have combined for it, yeah. So, yeah, that really is nothing new under the sun. Thanks for watching. Have a good night.